I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report and another personal look at life in New Zealand with New Zealand native Wendy Petrie. And Wendy, welcome back to Travel World.
Thank you very much.
Wendy, what are your fondest memories of New Zealand growing up?
Growing up would probably be my mum taking me on the summer holidays, which of course for us is in December and January and February, around the Coromandel Peninsula, which is a little bit further north from where I live in the big city of Auckland in the North Island. And it's wonderful. There are lots of little beaches. It's just, that's called the Bay of Islands is one particular place. And it's just scattered with beaches and blue water and white sand. And it really is the quintessential New Zealand holiday, just to be kicking around on a beach all summer long.
How clear is the water and how warm is it on the northern part of New Zealand?
Well, it's really clear water. Lots of people go diving or fishing or certainly boating. But as far as the water, I wouldn't say it's really warm, but, you know, it's not too bad. It'll certainly cool you off.
Do you have like a summer cottage out there?
And what we call them, it's funny, you guys call them cottages and we call them beach houses or batches. So, my uncle has a place in Tairua, which is in the Coromandel, and that's probably two blocks back from the beach, which is fabulous. And it's kind of a wild, rugged beach, which is, what some people find a bit scary, but it's really good and it's certainly good for sunbathing.
Typically families, they'll travel to the same resort town.
That's right. Yeah, we do. I mean, it's lots of people do travel in the Christmas holidays. We're kind of trying to time it so we all have our own little time there, though. So we try and divvy it up so we have a week each.
I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report.
Travel World will continue. Mutual Better Road, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report and another personal look at life in New Zealand with New Zealand native Wendy Petrie. Wendy, now, when you were growing up in New Zealand, you mentioned that the Christmas holidays fall during your summertime, which is December, January, February. Here we had that whole notion of Santa Claus and what have you, but what were Christmas traditions for you?
To me, Christmas is barbecues, it's beaches, it's swimming in the sea, it's getting to know family again that you haven't seen for a while, traveling in the car to another beach. It really is quite a different sort of way. We certainly have Santa Claus, but Santa Claus is probably not wearing a big heavy outfit. He's probably more in his swimming togs.
It's not the same tradition with reindeer and a sled or anything like that, or is it?
Oh, as in the reindeer?
Yeah. What are some typical children's stories for a New Zealand Christmas? What would that be like?
I think they're generally the same. I mean, generally the same the world over. It's just, you know, just the whole environment being summertime is, it's still a holiday to us and even more so because we probably have 2 months off over summer, but it's just instead of wearing bundled up, you sort of got your shorts and t-shirt and sunscreen on.
The winters there are quite mild, from what I heard. What's the average temperature in the winter time out in New Zealand?
Yeah, it's quite different because the North and South Island have different temperatures because the North Island is much more temperate than the South Island. In the North Island where I lived in Auckland, probably a winter temperature would be, say, lowest might be sort of 5 degrees during the day, which doesn't sound very cold if you're living in, North America for some people. It's not a great difference, but certainly warmer in the North Island.
I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report. This has been a NASCAR marketing production.